In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Woohoo!
How exciting is this?
So exciting.
Did you ever think that you would be talking with infinite intelligence?
Live today? No.
Can you imagine that? What on earth are you going to ask? We can't wait to hear what you have to ask. We can't wait to hear what you're going to talk about. We can't wait to see where this is going to go. We have no idea. The opportunity for expansion is endless and limitless. The possibilities are limitless. This could literally be the most interesting, fun, exciting conversation that's ever occurred in physical reality. And you get to be a part of that. Is that exciting?
It's so exciting. It's crazy.
Does it give you tingles, chills? Yeah. Do you feel exhilarated? Are you having fun?
Uh-huh.
Then we have nothing more to say. Because if you can get into this state of having fun, then everything you want will flow from that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's going on here. That's the only thing that needs to be done. To get into the state of fun, of excitement, of interest, of joy, of not worrying, of relaxation, of being easy, of being cool, of chilling out. Of just allowing who you really are to come through.
Yeah.
So who are you really?
Oh, gosh. Who aren't I really?
Who are you really?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. I am
Who is the real Kimmy Summit?
Oh, gosh. I'm a magnificent, loving, warm, good vibes being. That is who I am, but currently in my physical state, I am coming up a bunch against a lot of fear.
A lot of fear. So
like
who you truly are is not one without fear, is one who processes fear.
Yes.
Who analyzes fear, who realizes the fear is irrational. The fear is false.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So the difference between how you're being now in fear and who you truly are, authentically are, is just the difference between how you're processing fear more difficultly,
yes,
more resistantly than who you would be if you were really, really, really good at processing fear. So let's take one fear.
Correct.
Let's analyze a fear. Pick a fear, any fear, and let's talk about that fear.
Gosh, I feel like I am just to a point where I needed to be to self-reflect and become so much more aware of this fear, because some events that recently happened are, I ran a race last weekend and it was a really hard race for me, but I finished. It was 14 and a half miles in a ski mountain in New Jersey. And then I left for beautiful, exhilarating Montana on Thursday and did the same kind of mountain run again. And at about mile 8, I had about another 6 miles to go. I was asking people if they wanted to carry me piggyback because my left knee was hurting me so bad. And I kept going. Because I just wanted to finish the race, and it probably wasn't smart. Well, it wasn't smart. Let's just call it what it is. Because I'm like, you know, my left knee is hurting. I could barely walk to get home. I could barely drive my car back to my Airbnb.
Okay, so you're talking a lot about the physical manifestation
yep.
of an event. And you're saying to yourself that this event is wrong. And that I shouldn't have done this, or it shouldn't have happened, or things should be different than they are.
Okay.
So when you say that, when you think about your knee, you're feeling positive emotion or negative emotion?
Resistant. Negative.
Negative emotion. And so that means that you're looking at your knee from a perspective that is limited. And that perspective is different than your inner self. Your inner self is saying, hold on, Kimmy, there's nothing wrong here. It's okay. It's all fine. There's nothing wrong here. Nothing should be different than it is. Everything happened for a reason. Everything happened for a purpose. You just don't know what that purpose is. So you're projecting ahead of schedule here, out into the future, some tragic ending.
Okay.
What's that tragic ending that you're projecting in the future that gives you fear?
That I won't race again.
Right. That you won't race again. Okay. Now.
That's crap.
Well, maybe it's not crap. Maybe it's true, but it's not a bad thing.
Right.
Right? You are attached to the belief that racing is good and not racing is bad. Okay? Mm-hmm. Are you going to be racing when you're 104 years old?
No. Hopefully I'll be done with it by then.
Maybe you will. Maybe you won't. But you don't know. You only know right now. The only thing that exists right now. So when you project out something like this in the future and it causes you negative emotion, you're projecting an illusion of danger. The illusion is that you won't be able to race. The illusion is that you won't be able to do what you love to do. Now, you don't know what's going to happen. So you could project out that everything's going to be fine. You could project out that not making this race means that you're going to miss a volcano erupting that would have spewed lava all over you. You can make up anything you want.
Sure.
You're making up that the knee is a negative thing, but you don't know what that's going to lead to.
That's right.
Everything that comes to you happens for your benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now you have a belief that this is not for your benefit, that this is something that can happen to you.
Mm.
Right? You believe by looking at this, you believe that something bad can happen to you.
Yes, that is a limited belief.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's also the belief of a victim. The creator can't believe that, right?
Okay.
And you realize that you're the creator of your reality. And we're not saying that you're always going to be 100% aware that you're creating everything and that you're not going to be with fear. Fear is going to pop up. Fear is always – if you have a desire that doesn't exist in your life, fear has to pop up because you have some limiting belief that has to be modified so that you can become a master of what you want. Okay? Right.
Yes.
So these events like them are going to pop up. Your approach to these events determines how easily you'll move through them or how resistant you'll be.
Okay.
So an event like this pops up and you say, okay, this happened for me. I can't see how it's happening for me. Right now I feel negative emotion, which means I'm not seeing it the way my inner self is seeing it. I'm looking at it from a limited perspective based on this fear I'm having. The fear is irrational because the knee is not going to kill me. I'm not going to die today because of this knee. If we were escaping wild bears and I had this knee, yes, that's a rational fear. However, you're not escaping wild bears. Everything's fine. In this moment, everything's fine. Okay, it may hurt a little bit to walk. I have to take it easy. It may be a little bit of a pain in the butt when I'm running. I have to take it easy.
Yes.
I'm doing what it's telling me to do in a state of non-resistance. And I'm looking forward to seeing how all this plays out. I'm adopting, instead of a sense of fear and distrust and worry and lack of faith in the universe, I'm adopting a sense of curiosity and faith.
Okay.
Curiosity, how's it going to work out? And faith, I know it is going to work out.
Okay.
Write those two words down, curiosity and faith.
Mm-hmm. Writing them down.
Instead of fear and doubt.
Okay.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in your approach to life of faith and curiosity, you set yourself at a completely different vibration as the creator of your reality. In the approach of doubt and fear and worry, you set yourself up in an approach of victimhood. The law of attraction brings you everything that you need when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to experience a life of victimhood, then the law of attraction will bring you experiences that match that.
Okay.
That's a choice.
Okay.
If you choose to live a life of as a creator, then the law of attraction will bring you events and manifestations that match that approach to life.
Okay.
So you get to choose which one you want. Very good.
Okay.
All right. What else? What's next? Do you have another fear?
Can I just explain a little bit of like what was happening for me today? Because I think it's part of me growing out of victimhood and more into creatorship or creativity. So I was thinking this morning I wasn't having a good day. And I had this big conference call at 1 o'clock with all the bigwigs at the company, the CEO, the chief medical officer, the chief information officer, the vice president of marketing and sales, everybody, like the bigwigs. And they were all there saying, Kimberly, we need you to be part of this puzzle. We appreciate what you do. We're here for you. It was like amazing. We got off the call and the CEO said to me, Kimberly, we're here for you. We want you to know that. And I said, I absolutely know that. And I appreciate that. And I got off the call and I'm like, what am I freaking out about? Like, I just had an amazing call with all the most important people at this company. I couldn't have anything else today in regards to my job happen that's better. Like, that's
so
the most fundamental thing.
How did you feel before the call? How did you feel after the call?
Oh gosh, I felt fear and doubt before the call. And after the call, I'm like, this is amazing. This is all abundant. This is all happening for me. This is like abundance at its finest.
So before the call, you were choosing a perspective that was out of alignment with who you authentically are, who you really are, and how your inner self was seeing the same thing. Your inner self was not agreeing with you that there's anything to worry about.
That's right.
Your inner self's not attached to this job or anyone else's opinion of you.
Right.
Because it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
You're still attached to it. You still want to be good, want to be valued, want to be respected, want to be part of a team, want to have the security of a job. All these things that your inner self doesn't care about. Because none of that matters. That is all the illusion.
Right.
So you chose a perspective, a limited perspective, and that triggered a limiting belief. The limiting belief was you need to be loved. You need to be respected. You need to be valued. You need to be seen as worthy, right? Mm-hmm. All limiting belief. You don't need any of that. You are those things. You are loved. You are worthy. You are all those things, right? Mm-hmm. So anytime you choose a limited perspective, you're going to say, I'm having a bad day, because you're going to be full of negative emotion. Right? And it's not that you're having a bad day. It's that you're having a bad perspective in that moment. But the perspective is your choice. You choose that perspective. So in those times, you used to say, I release my attachment to what happens at this meeting. I understand that everything's working out for me. If it's a good meeting and I am valued and praised in this meeting, then great. And if it turns out where they are upset with me or want me to do something differently than I am, well, that's great too, because that's going to lead me to something else.
Mm-hmm.
There can be no wrong in this. It could only be right.
Sure.
And as a creator, I'm choosing the perspective, and that's how I create my reality, by the perspective I choose. So I'm going to choose the same perspective that my inner self has. I'm going to choose the perspective that everything's going to work out, that it's going to be fine, that they do love me, that I'm a being of love, that I love them, that I accept them, and that if they have fear about something, well, that's their responsibility to process, and I'm not going to do anything to change who I am to accommodate them. I'm going to be the fullest and most authentic version of me I can, because in that I have all my power. In trying to be different than I am, trying to worry that I'm not good enough, then I just lose that power a bit. That's all there is to it. Now, after this meeting, what was your perspective?
Oh, I was like, this is awesome. Like,
because your perspective matched your inner self's perspective, right?
Yes.
Now, you could have had that perspective prior to the meeting. The reason you didn't was something about the idea of this meeting triggered a limiting belief. And that is all you have to think about. What's this limiting belief? You analyze that limiting belief. Okay. The belief is that I'm not good enough, or that something bad could happen, or that I'm not the creator of my reality, or that any of this means anything. And then you just talk yourself through those limiting beliefs. You say, this is just a stepping stone. Everything's working out perfectly. Everything always has worked out perfectly. Why would I doubt this now? I know more about how the universe works now than I ever did before. I have all these wonderful things happening. All this evidence of me being taken care of.
Sure.
Every single time, right? So now it's going to be no different, right? So this was not a really big deal. You were just anxious before the impending meeting, right?
Yes.
And once the meeting happened, then you were back on track again. You were back in alignment again. Mm-hmm. But you can psych yourself up before the meeting. And mm-hmm. in doing that, you really step into your power and you can receive ideas that will be a benefit to you. In having fear before the meeting, like everyone else did, by the way, the CEO, the CTO, the BPO, the RIO, all had their fears. They all had fears too. You are no different than they are. They are no different than you.
Mm-hmm.
You, however, have the ability to process fear. You, of all those people, know more. You know, you can know where all this is going, where all this is leading. You can really take charge in a positive way and allow yourself to be moved higher in the ranks of this company, higher in the ranks of another company,
uh-huh.
higher in the ranks of your own company, whatever you want to do.
Sure.
Because you know how the system works.
Sure.
How does the system work?
Let's see. Trusting the process and allowing and understanding that everything is happening for me.
Right. So all that is processing your fear in the moment you feel fear so that you can get back into alignment and that you can receive ideas. See, all the ideas, all the good ideas you've ever received happen when you were in alignment.
Sure.
Happen when you were feeling good, when you're confident, when you're powerful.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice yourself talking to a doctor and the words are coming out of your mouth effortlessly?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think that comes from? That comes from your inner self, from your guides and supporters, from your millions. All the most clever people in the world are feeding you thoughts, feeding you words. And you're just, you're in the state of no fear. You're allowing it all to flow through. Have you ever been nervous around somebody and had difficulty talking to them?
Not that often.
Not that often for you, but a lot of people do. And it's because they cut themselves off from the access to this information because they're feeling fear. And the fear is what diminishes your access to these sort of things.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So now, how many people are in this company?
Gosh, it's a tiny company, maybe 80.
Of those 80 people, how many know how the universe works?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if there's that many.
Just one. Just one who knows what you know.
Just me?
Just you. Everyone else is awash in fear and does not understand the power of alignment, does not understand the difference between what they think they want and what they truly want. Do you understand the difference between what you think you want and what you truly want?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What you think you want, well, that's your best guess at what you think will make you happy. What you truly want is to express your love, is to be free, is to feel abundance and joy, and have fun and all these things.
Yes.
Right? Now,
fun.
Free.
Like, I love fun. First of all, I'm a fun junkie.
What higher vibration is there than fun?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. It's so, but most things I do in life are fun for me.
Yeah.
So,
do you know how rare that is?
Is it really?
That's a rare thing.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, if you can be guided through your entire life by fun.
Yeah.
What could be better than that?
No, there's nothing better than that.
There's nothing better than that.
Right? There's nothing better than that.
Yeah.
No. And being free and feeling free
goes right along with it. Same vibration.
Yeah, totally.
Being abundant.
That actually, even talking about that actually makes me feel like I want to cry. Yeah, like feeling free and having fun. Like I'm so motivated by that. And most of my life, that's how I've...
Inspired by it.
I've been inspired to, of all my jobs, my interactions with people, even if they don't go a certain way, like I am still this person that I am.
Yeah. So here you are, not having to change anything about you, being a magnificent and limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance, seeking fun, seeking that which is interested to you, seeking freedom and abundance, allowing that to be the guiding principle in your life.
Totally.
Moving through life effortlessly and easily, where everything just falls in your lap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what is it that you want that you do not have?
A partner to share, which this is really hard for me to be honest about, because for years I said I didn't want this. I said I didn't want like someone to care about me and someone to think good thoughts about me.
Well, why didn't you want that?
Because I had limiting beliefs around fear.
Around what, though? Fear was triggered by the limiting beliefs. So what was the limiting belief specifically about?
Being rejected.
And mm-hmm. being rejected because you're not good enough?
You're not worthy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So are you worthy enough to have fun?
Oh, hell yeah.
Are you worthy enough to speak to highly educated doctors?
Yes.
Are you worthy enough to make lots of money?
Yes.
Are you worthy enough to travel the world and do whatever you want to do?
Wait, that was a little mumbled. But I think, Joshua, you were saying worthy of...
to travel around and do what you want to do?
Oh,
and
hell
be
yeah.
free?
Yeah.
Are you worthy enough to have someone to love?
Yes.
Are you worthy enough to be loved?
Yes.
And so now, do you understand that you were born worthy? You didn't have to become worthy. You didn't have to prove worthiness. You don't have to prove anything to anyone.
Yeah.
You are worthy as you are right now. But there's resistance around the idea. So the resistance is...
is making me like think and feel right now in my body is I think when I was born into this lifetime, I knew that I was worthy. And one of my parents created this definition of me having to please to be loved.
Right.
And me having to perform to be loved.
Right. Because they wanted to control your behavior.
Oh.
Okay. Because when they could control your behavior, then they could feel less fear themselves.
Oh.
Instead of processing their own fears based on their own limiting beliefs, they chose to make you different than you were.
Okay.
Now, that's not just them. Now, you as well. You chose to come into this. Mm-hmm. This is a environment of self-discovery. This is a physical reality designed for you to understand who you really are. Uh-huh. And so you set yourself up in a family situation where you knew that you would adopt certain limiting beliefs based on the dynamics of that family. And here you are so many years later, finally addressing those resistant beliefs that you have. Now, mm-hmm. how lucky you are that you are guided by fun, that you feel worthy of friendship, you feel worthy of freedom, you feel worthy of love.
Uh-huh.
You feel worthy of love of your friends.
Sure.
Right? You feel worthy of love of strangers. It's just this one area here where it's getting a little too close. Okay. So imagine now that you are perfect as you are. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing you need to do to change to be worthy of love.
Okay.
And that you can attract the one that is truly a match to who you authentically are. Not to what you think you want.
Okay. Right?
So get rid of any idea of what you think you want.
Okay.
And open up a blank slate and say, I do not need someone to love me. I'm here to love someone else. Who can I love? Who can I love? Can I love you? Can I love you? Do you mind if I love you? Can I love you? Right? But you can't say, can I love you, because you believe it has to be reciprocated.
Okay.
Right? So you can't give forth your love until you get back.
How'd you know that?
Just a wild guess. Right? So you are sitting there waiting for them to love you, waiting for them to prove to you that you're worthy.
Okay.
Before you will love them.
Oh.
But that's not who you authentically are. Who okay. you are is one who is understands their worthiness and is only interested in giving love. And if okay. that love is reciprocated, great. And if it's not, it doesn't matter. Because you're not defining yourself based on other how other people love you. Right? If you were like this, you would... If you loved me, you'd be like this. And that means I would be worthy of love. And since you're not like this, it means you don't love me, and it means I'm not worthy of love.
Okay.
So, if you love me, you would call me. If you love me, you'd text me back. If you love me, you'd show up on time. If you love me, you'd wear nicer clothes. If you love me, blah, 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 blah. You'd be different than you are.
Okay.
So you are defining love so that you can feel worthy of love.
Oh.
Right? You want wow. that person to make you feel worthy of love.
Oh, wow.
You want the conditions, and the person is a condition, to prove that you're worthy of love. Well, that's not how this reality works. It can't happen. The yeah. only thing the other person can do is make you feel exactly how you feel about yourself every that's, single time. That's all they can do. It's not possible to do anything else. Right?
That's right. That's
and
right.
so if you don't feel worthy, they can never make you feel worthy. And if they don't make you feel worthy, you don't think they love you. And if you don't think they love you, then you're not going to love them.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's it exactly.
So here's what you do. You say, I am worthy of love.
I am worthy of love.
That person does not have to prove that I'm worthy of love.
Okay.
That person can't prove it. If not- I am worthy of love and they love me, then it's, all it's doing is reflecting back my own self-love.
Sure.
And my belief that I'm worthy of love.
Right.
So how they respond to me has nothing to do with them, but only how I feel about myself. Because this is a reality that's a mirror.
Gotcha.
That person is a mirror to how I feel about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I feel worthy of love, then if you love me, great. And if you don't love me, great. I don't care. I do sure. not care at all.
That's right.
That's what you. That's what you say. Because it's not about you making me feel anything. It's about me feeling a way and then you reflecting that feeling back to me. And in that, it's fun. Okay?
It is fun.
But in wanting them to show you something that you don't feel, then in that is frustration and resistance. And then you will start to blame them.
That is not fun.
Right.
That whole...
And then you start to blame them.
Match.
And then you start to get angry with them. And then you start to believe it's their fault. And then you start to say, if you were just like this, things would be great. And then they're like, we can't hang out around this shit. Right?
Yep.
Cool. So what do you want to do?
What do I want to do?
Yes. In order to experience a fun, free, abundant, loving relationship, mm-hmm. what do you want to do?
I want to be able to express myself without any other kind of external expectation.
Express your love.
From another human being.
Can I love you? Can I love you? Can I love you? However, guess what's going to happen? If you find somebody,
uh-huh.
right, uh-huh. who is a match to this idea that I'm not worthy of love,
okay.
they're going to want you to express their love so that they can feel worthy of love too. Because mm-hmm. one who is not worthy of love can only attract another who is not worthy of love.
True.
Makes it mm-hmm. difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's messy.
So you want to raise your vibration around how you feel about yourself as a subject to be loved.
Okay.
Are you worthy of being loved?
Yes.
Does anyone love you now?
Yes.
Does your inner self love you?
Yes.
Does your millions of guides and supporters, do they love you?
Oh, tons.
Okay. You are worthy of love.
I am worthy
right?
of love.
Right. Mm-hmm. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of love. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's see what happens. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of love. I don't have to change a thing about myself to be worthy of love. The more authentic I am, the more real I am, the more transparent I am, the less secrets I keep, the more open and honest I am, the more worthy I am proving the universe that I feel about myself and the subject of love.
Okay.
I am a being of love.
And I am a being of love.
In that being of love, I am unconditionally accepting whatever happens, whoever comes, as they are.
Okay.
Right. Doesn't mean I have to marry them.
Okay.
But I accept them and I ask them not to change one thing. I accept them. Now, if they are not worthy of my love, then they will flee. They will run away. Because
yes,
the intensity of my love will feel uncomfortable to someone who is unworthy of love.
Absolutely. And I just experienced that.
Right.
Less than a week ago.
It is universal law. And there's no denying it.
Yeah.
There's no way around it.
No way around it.
Right.
Good. So what's interesting, Joshua, about that incident that happened about a week ago, it's one of the first times in my life, and I actually gave him a Radical Change to read. And it's the first time that, like, something didn't work out with the guy, and I was like, okay. I guess he's just not ready for all that I have.
Right.
And it's the first time that I did not think, what don't I have?
Right.
Like,
right.
Or that I'm feeling rejected. I didn't feel rejected at all. I kind of felt like, wow, I guess he doesn't want all of this.
Yeah. Well, it's not that he doesn't want all of this. It's that all of this makes him feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Because all of this is too intense for him.
Sure.
You don't have to be different than you are.
Right.
So that he's happy.
Right.
You have to be who you are and then attract who will be happy with that.
Sure.
Right? But you also have to give up your idea of who will be happy with that. Because your idea of who will be happy with that in your head is another sign that you're worthy. Right?
Okay.
Imagine someone you admire. Let's just say Prince Charming, for lack of a better term.
Okay.
Prince Charming, if Prince Charming shows up, it'll prove to everyone that I am good as I am and worthy of love. By him being good looking and handsome and tall and rich and valuable, it'll be like a big diamond on my finger or a big herd of cows as a dowry. That I am worthy of love, that I am also a princess, that
okay.
I am finally good, right?
Gotcha.
Now, you keep attracting that, you'll keep attracting more rejection because you're trying to make the conditions say something about who you are.
Okay.
Rather than saying, I am perfect as I am, I don't need to change for anyone. And what I truly want is someone who is a match to me, who is a match to all the good and the bad and the everything in me. Someone who I can accept as perfect and who's someone I don't need to accept me.
Sure.
When that person comes, you will notice how comfortable they are with you.
Hold on, Joshua. You just got a little murky there.
When that person comes, you will notice how comfortable they are with you.
Huh. Okay.
You will also notice how comfortable you are with them. It'll be like, have we been married before in another life?
Okay.
Were you once one of my dogs?
Yeah. Sure.
How do you feel about your dogs?
Oh my God. Endless love.
Comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And how do they feel about you?
Same.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They are not looking to you to prove that they are good. You are not looking to them to prove that you are good. You accept that they think you're good. They accept that you think they're good.
True. Mm-hmm. They love me unconditionally and I love them unconditionally.
Right. Yes, because you're not saying that they should be different than they are. And if they were different than they are, then they would prove their love. If only, what's your dog's name?
Well, I have three of them.
Pick a dog.
Jackson.
Can Jackson catch frisbees?
I don't know. I've never tried.
If only Jackson could catch a frisbee, that would prove that he loves me. You don't say that, do you?
No, that's not true at all. I don't really care.
Right.
I love him as he is.
Right. But you might say that about someone else. If only you showed up on time. If only you called me back. If only you did this. If only you did that. Then it would prove you love me.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
That's the thing. So you're looking for something different in a mate than you would be looking for in a dog. And we say look for the exact same thing in a mate that you have with your dogs.
Okay. Huh. Huh. Because there's 100% acceptance with my dogs.
Right.
Yeah. Like even though they chew through all my shoes when I travel too much and they don't like it and I get really mad, I still love them.
Right.
And I get mad for a little while and they know because my voice changes and they kind of scoot around and they're like, ooh, we fucked up somehow.
But you don't say that you chewing up my shoes means you don't love me.
Not ever.
Right.
Not ever.
Right.
If anything, I think they're
it means you do love you. Yeah. Yeah. What? And that's just a choice of perspective. That's just a choice of perspective. And you can make that perspective about humans as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good. Sure.
Okay. So now, what's going to happen in the next few days?
What do you mean? Like my life?
Yes. You're going to focus on how worthy you are of love.
Okay.
You're going to understand that you are loved, you're worthy of love, and there's nothing you have to do to be different than you are to be loved.
Okay.
And then you're going to see what happens, what shows up, who shows up. You're going to appreciate the fact that you do not have to be different than you are. You're going to imagine a relationship where you do not have to be different than you are.
That's
it's
cool.
Comfortable, accessible, and you don't have to be different, and nor do they.
Okay, that's cool.
And see what shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Interesting. You know, Joshua, during my race in Montana, I almost think, was my race just to get me there? Because, oh my God, it's so beautiful there. It's so beautiful. It's takes your breath away beautiful. Montana is beautiful. And it was a dream of mine to actually go there. But even though I didn't have a whole lot of fun on my race because I was in so much pain, I was so happy to be there. I was just so happy to be there. I was like, I don't care. Like, I finished almost like dead last, like two from the end or something. I don't even care. I'm like, who cares? I was just in Montana. So, kind of interesting.
Well, you can appreciate the positive aspects of the beauty of anywhere. Mm-hmm. It could be Montana. It could be California. Mm-hmm. It could be Trenton, New Jersey.
Okay.
That's your choice. It doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah. True. Yes. True. True.
It doesn't matter about the place. It doesn't matter about what's happening. It only matters about your level of focus and the perspective that you choose. And that's all up to you. That's how you create your reality.
Okay.
You can focus on how beautiful the place is while your knee hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a choice of perspective.
Sure.
You can focus on the abundance that you have and the ability you have to be free and travel everywhere you want and visit every beautiful place on earth. Yeah. You don't have to be anywhere. See, by asking to say, oh, if I was in Montana, then I would always see this beauty and I would always feel good. And we say, that's controlling the conditions.
Okay.
What you prefer to do is say, I choose to feel how I feel no matter where I am. Therefore, the conditions don't make me feel anything. I choose the feeling.
Oh.
Right?
Wow.
And then the reflection back, the practice, the momentum of all that gets you feeling good, feeling good, feeling, and showing up in places that are beautiful. And you say, here I am in another beautiful place. Here I am in another beautiful place. I feel good. I am inspired to go to a place, and here it is feeling good. But the old approach to life is thinking that the conditions or the environment makes you feel something.
Okay.
Montana is not inherently beautiful. Montana just is. It's your choice of perspective that makes it seem beautiful or not.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think you would find another person and say, this is not so great. I like where I am from better than that.
Okay.
You know? So your perspective is beautiful, but that's just your choice of perspective, and you have that choice of perspective in any location.
Okay. That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Good. Is there anything else pressing? Anything else interesting?
I feel like, because I feel like I've had 44 races and no injuries, and, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, the last couple weeks, and I definitely know that it's here for me to show me something, to take care of my body better, to rest a little bit more, to just gain another perspective. But I also feel in that manifestation event that it came with a lot of, it just came with a lot of fear around a lot of different things.
Well.
So, like, people, my job, buying a new car, buying a house, all of these things.
So all these things, like, things are moving too quickly.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. So what does the painful knee force you to do?
Slow down. Slow down.
Yeah. Like, slow down.
I have to.
Yeah, you have to. So as you slow down, as you take account of everything that you have, everything you're grateful for, everything
yes.
you appreciate,
uh-huh.
you catch up to speed with the vibration that created all this quickly.
Sure.
New job, new car, new house, whatever, new whatever it is.
Sure.
All this new stuff going on mm-hmm. because you arrived at a new vibration. All these things manifested rather quickly. Mm-hmm. And now you're getting up to speed with it all.
Sure.
Yeah. So sure. anytime a manifestation event happens, it happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And it's very specific. You can find the specificity of it. But it didn't have to happen. It only happened because you ignored the negative emotion that you were feeling when thoughts came up. Is this too much for me? Is this too much for me? Am I taking on too much that I can handle? That sort of thing, right? Am I going too quickly? Well, all those times you had those thoughts, they were accompanied with negative emotion. Which meant that you were looking at it from a perspective that was different from your inner self. And you were looking at it because you had a limiting belief. This is too much. Things are going too fast. I'm not capable of all this stuff. Maybe I'm risking too much. Maybe I'm not secure enough. Maybe I need to be more secure. Right? All these limiting beliefs that didn't limit you from acting but caused you to have a bit of concern about the actions you took. You see?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
if the limiting belief was stronger, you would not have done anything. You would have been frozen in fear. You have not moved forward when you were inspired to buy a car, get a job, or whatever it was.
Sure.
You would have been too frozen to move forward. So this is a sign of a very, very good thing. It's a wonderful thing. But you could have processed these fears when you had the negative emotion from the thoughts. Since you ignored that, you had to have gone into a manifestation event. So that would be more obvious. Okay. Now, if you ignore this manifestation event and say, this damn knee, I'm just going to get surgery on the knee. I'm going to get a cortisone shot. I'm going to get a bandage. I'm going to push through the pain, which you did. I'm going to just go on anyway. I'm going to completely ignore it and go on. Well, then it has to get bigger.
That's true.
If you're not paying attention to these manifestation events, they have to get bigger.
Sure, they totally do.
Yeah. So what does that tell you? In the time of negative emotion, think about why you're feeling negative emotion. Think about the perspective you're choosing. Think about the limiting belief that's causing you to feel fear. Realize that the projection that you're pointing out into the future is a scenario that is not something you prefer. And instead, replace that with a scenario of something you prefer. That is the creation process. That is under your control. You have free will. The free will comes down to the thoughts you choose to think.
Okay.
So when you think out in the future, oh, I may never run again. I may never be in a race. I'll lose all my friends. Say, no, no. This knee.
That's poppycosh.
It's poppycosh. Exactly. I foresee a future where I'm with all my friends, where I'm doing what I want to do, even if it's something different than this.
Yes,
where
sure.
Everything is working out for me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Now, does that sound like you're just putting a positive spin on something, or does it sound like you're actually doing the work of a creator?
Well, it feels like I'm doing the work of a creator.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, kind of easily and naturally, actually.
Yeah. That is the work of the creator. Mm-hmm. While you mm-hmm. are putting a positive spin on it, the mm-hmm. spin is a choice. The perspective is a choice. A positive perspective is a choice, and that choice will alter your future.
Sure. Yeah.
Now, how does it alter your future? It alters your future because instead of being in a state of fear, detached from inspiration that can come from your inner self, you're in a state of confidence and interest and curiosity that allows you to be in alignment and allows you to receive inspiration for what to do next. Okay. So you might receive the inspiration to go to Panama and get a stem cell shot in your knee. Who knows?
True.
Right?
Very possible.
Who knows? You might listen to a podcast that talks about something to do with knees. You might read an article that has something to do with whatever it is that has something to do with, right? The inspiration will lead you to where you want to go. But if you are, you know, frustrated and in fear and think things are wrong, then you're not going to get that inspiration. And even if you get the inspiration, you'll be so mired in fear that you're never going to take the first step towards acting on that inspiration.
True.
Yeah.
True. But it's always possible.
What's possible?
An expanded perspective.
It's always possible. It's always within your reach.
Always. Always.
Even if it's not the highest perspective, mm-hmm. a higher perspective than what you have right now.
Right.
Is possible.
True.
Yes.
Yeah. And easily. And it can happen easily.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what else would you like to talk about?
That's amazing. I already thought that what we would talk about today would be so completely different than what we're talking about. So it's really, that in itself is amazing to me,
excellent.
That perspective.
Good.
I just have a lot going on. I choose to have a lot of interests. And what I'm learning is that I'm having to choose the time I'm spending on all of those interests because I have many. Naturally, I have many. So learning to prioritize.
Well, here's what we say about that. The only priority that you'll ever have is to maintain a state of alignment. Maintain feeling good. That's mm-hmm. your only priority. Nothing else will ever matter. In that priority, you will be feeling good. In that feeling good, you will sure. always be led to the next most exciting thing. See, sure. this reality is not so different than non-physical reality. In the non-physical, we're living in the moment and we're only doing that's what is interesting to us in the moment.
Okay.
In physical reality, if you were guided by that, which is the most exciting thing you can do in this moment, for instance, there is nothing more exciting than what you're doing this moment. There's nothing more exciting. But when this phone call is finished, you'll have the next most exciting thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, mm-hmm. this process of talking to us and having this one-on-one conversation with us mm-hmm. is a vibration-raising experience. It's expansive. The version of you that exists at the end of this call is different than the one that started this call. You mm-hmm. have expanded. So
absolutely.
That which excites you now after this is based on the expanded version of you, which you have no idea what that would be like prior to this call because you are a different person. You've completely changed. Now, let's say the next thing you decide to do after this, whatever it is, it's also an expansive experience. So the thing you decide to do is going to change you no matter what it is, even if it's reading a book or watching TV. Or talking to a friend on the phone. It's an expansive experience. And then the thing you do after that is going to be a match to the person you've become after that experience. And this is how it goes on and on and on. So the only thing that matters is what's the most exciting thing you can do in this moment. And as one who has lots and lots of interests, you have many different things available to you. But only one of those things is going to be the most exciting thing that you can do. Not the thing you need to do because you fear that if you don't do it, then you're not following up with it. You're not keeping up and you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Because you don't have to worry about that. That's the universe's job. That's based on your vibration. All you have to do is find a way to feel good about what you're doing in the moment and not worry about anything you're not doing. FOMO is an irrational fear. Right? Doing what you're excited doing in this moment, not thinking about the past or the future, just doing what you're doing in this moment, like you're doing right now, focused in this moment, having fun in this moment, expanding in this moment, is the only thing that matters. When this moment's done, then you go on to the next thing. When that's done, then you go on to the next thing. When that's done, then you go on to the next thing. That's all this is. It's exactly as if you were the non-physical. And non-physical, we're not thinking about next week. You know why we're not thinking about next week?
Because we're so focused on what's going on right now.
And there is no next week because there's no such thing as time.
Okay.
Okay? There is only now. The past brought you here. So that's all the past means.
Right.
Nothing about the past means anything that brought you here.
Uh-huh.
The future is an infinite crevasse of possibility. But it's always going to work out for you, so you never have to worry about the future. So the only thing you think about now is not how do I protect myself in the now against possible fears and probable outcomes in the future, but what is the most exciting thing I can do right now?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
We can see mind blown.
Yeah. Well, it's just, it's always such a joy conversing or communicating with you, Joshua and gang, because I guess I'm programmed to think that I know what's going to happen and that I come into the situation and engage with you. And we talk about things that just come and that naturally occur.
And that's how reality is supposed to work.
And it's quite refreshing.
If you can give up your preconceived ideas of how things are going to turn out and just go with how they do turn out, it'll always be to your highest good every time. You'll always get the most out of everything.
Yeah.
The idea that you want things to happen in a certain way is based on your idea of control, controlling the conditions. The way to get everything you want in life, mate, love, abundance, friendship, freedom, is to give up control. Just go with the flow. Let the universe figure it out. Give it up. Give up everything you think you want. Because the things you think you want are just going to get in the way of the things you truly want.
Or the things that are meant to come to me naturally.
Well, the things that are meant to come to you naturally are all the things you intended prior to your birth. You intended to express your love.
Okay.
You intended to have fun. You intended to experience joy. You intended to live an abundant life. You intended to experience freedom.
Yes, yes.
If you can get those things, then nothing else matters.
That's right.
Right? You intended to express love. You didn't intend to find someone who would express their love to you. You don't care about that.
Right.
From the authentic version of you who existed prior to your birth, you came into this reality in a curious state of fun, adventure, excitement, and love.
Yes.
Everything else is not that. It's just fear.
Okay.
Right? Give all that up and let the universe take you where you want to go. Because the universe can see more than you can see. Your inner self can see more than you can see. Your guides and supporters have more information than you'll ever have.
Sure.
So let them drive. Let them take you.
Yeah.
And they take you through inspiration, through ideas, through thoughts that come to your head. Do you think that you manufacture your thoughts or do you think you receive thoughts?
I think it's a little bit of both.
We will agree with you. You are a receiver and a transmitter of thoughts. But by and large, the vast majority of your thoughts come to you.
Okay.
Think of a butterfly. Mm-hmm. Do you have a butterfly in your head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That thought was presented to you as you became a vibrational match to a thought of a butterfly in your head.
Okay.
You change your vibration to attract the butterfly. You did it easily and effortlessly because you think you can do it, and you did it. Mm-hmm. Now think of a volcano.
Okay.
Do you have an erupting volcano in your head?
It's not erupting, but it's there.
Make it erupt.
Okay.
Is it erupting? Is it spewing lava? Is there smoke billowing from the top?
Yeah, into the ocean.
Is there black lava oozing out? Is it a sunny day?
No, it's actually red lava.
Red lava.
There's a blue sky.
Uh-huh.
And it's just trickling into the ocean.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there steam coming up?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, so that thought was delivered to you. It existed somewhere, and you became a vibrational match to it so that it was delivered to you. You received the thought, just like you receive the manifestation of anything.
Okay.
You become a willing participant without resistance. You become a vibrational match. Now, you can do it with a thought. Easy, right? You can do it with a lot of things. Easy. Because you feel worthy, you feel natural,
mm-hmm.
right? You can do with anything. It's all the same thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, we have thought this is one of the most brilliant, expansive, loving, successful, fun conversations we have ever had with anyone ever in the history of the world.
Okay.
And we are delighted that you made the decision to be with us. And with that, we are complete.
Okay.
Excellent.
We are complete. I am grateful.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.